Hello and welcome everybody to the Cadaver Lab State of the Podcast. For those of you hoping that I would kind of put out whatever, you know, Vaughn does for his State of the Podcast, I think you're going to be pretty disappointed since I'm really not that upset about anything right now. And I know that's kind of what we've all come to expect when you put the name State of the Podcast on it. But anyhow, basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to let everybody know what's going on. I mean, obviously we all know now that Sam has decided to take a hiatus from the podcast. And even though he basically can't be replaced and it'll change the whole, I think, vibe of the podcast till he comes back, I think that I've got enough support from people out there and asking, and I do really appreciate it. Basically, that it's encouraged me to keep it going. However, hopefully, it's not going to be totally boring or anything like that. I mean, even though there's going to be a lot less vagina jokes and maybe ball jokes, I'll try to keep the ball jokes going. But there are just those certain things that only Sam could bring up, and I can pretend I'm shocked. But anyway, basically, I'm going to keep it going. What I'm going to try to come up with some original segments. For instance, I want to start talking more about comics, horror comics, more specifically. Obviously, I think we're actually going to try to do a bunch of different media. The focus will still be on horror films because my favorite way to consume horror media is just to sit back and watch a flick. Anyhow, hopefully what I want to do is have more interviews. Of course, I'll probably keep a theme for the show just like we do every week, except for it won't be the same formula that it has been. We won't say, okay, we're going to do ghosts, we're going to pick three movies. Hopefully what I'll be able to do is maybe bring up a bunch of movies that I like or that I don't like, I think is a good or a bad example of the genre. Basically talk about it and, hopefully, and then probably go more into depth on some of my very favorites. I don't know if we're going to get an official co-host to replace Sam for a while. A lot of people have been saying that we should bring in Ferguson to do it because he lives here, but Ferguson, unfortunately, lives about 2 hours up the road from me in Logan. And plus, he's got a family. He's going to school right now. So I think he barely has enough time to get the cadaver tracks out. And I think he's doing a great job with that. So, I mean, I don't want to ask him to do anything else. I think he does enough for us. And he does a great job at what he does. We'll talk about that as far as the co-host goes. Basically, I think in the beginning I won't have an official co-host. However, I've asked a couple of people and I've had a lot of people offer to, come and help out with the show. It's actually been pretty cool. A lot of people saying that, they'd be interested in doing a segment or some other kind of, or contribute some other way to the show. What I'd like to do actually is, maybe just have a time, kind of like Dez over at Dread Media does. He talks a little bit about his news. I probably won't be doing news, but I'll, talk about this and that. I'll do all the interviews, a lot of interviews. And if you guys have interviews or things like that, send them in. If I come up with more segments, I'll do those too. However, what I want to do is incorporate, some other people that have offered to help or that I've asked to help. Steven from JFMP. We're definitely going to do probably a more regular segment together. However, I'm going to probably do a segment with some other guys too, but I think Steven and I will come up with something that what we may do every episode, every other episode. Of course, I haven't talked with him about that yet, but we haven't talked details yet, so I don't know exactly what it's going to be. However, it will be something good, hopefully. And I mean, you all know Steven. He does a great job over at JFMP, and I would say that if anybody is going to challenge Sam and his vulgarity, I think definitely that Steven's up to the task, which is a good thing. Also, I've talked to a few people. Brian at Drunken Zombie like to, do some segments with Kruger Dude, Johnny, Julie from 19 Nocturne Boulevard, Stason Sins from Creepy Kitsch, McPierce, Sean Gabarin from The Angry Gnome. Obviously, I'll probably talk about comics with him a little bit. Also, I've talked with Steve from the Bone Bad Show, which I think we'd do it. We could come up with some great ideas there. And also Mike Bracken from the Horror Geek. I've actually just mentioned it too as well, and maybe coming up something there. But anyway, so basically what it'll probably be is every episode we'll put together something, so it's you don't just have to listen to my voice alone the whole time. Anyhow, as far as the podcast frequency goes, I'll commit to the same thing that we've been doing, is the 2 a month. However, I may go weekly, because Sam and I, we would have to schedule recording when we were both available, and of course, you know, we both have families and jobs and all sorts of other stuff going on. So, it would just become kind of difficult to get together. We used to get together starting at like 9 or 10 p.m. on a Thursday and go until 1 in the morning. However, I think a lot for at least the majority of the show, and when I'm not doing anything with anybody else, that I'm just going to be able to record whenever I can. So either that will work in my favor and we will get some more episodes out, or but like I said, I hope to do it once a week, but I'm going to commit to the same amount of episodes that we've been doing with every other week. As far as other segments of the show, of course, I talked about the comics. I'm going to begin the Cadaver Comic Corner, which will begin the first next episode, which hopefully I can actually get done maybe this weekend or early next week for next week release. However, I'd like help coming up with ideas for some new stuff. I mean, besides movie reviews, I'd continue to do the 6 Degrees, Kick to the Balls, and I'd like to do some tributes. Sam did a lot of great tributes. I kind of want to keep them more horror related, so we'll keep that going. Of course, I don't expect to replace them. I just think that's a pretty great idea, and I'd hate to see that one die. Anyways, if you guys have any other ideas for, you know, simple little segments, I'm open. It would be great. I think that some of the things I've thought of are pretty generic, but I think I could turn them into something that are interesting. As far as the technical side of things go, obviously you have all moved over to the new feed, and I really appreciate that. It's just Podomatic, although it had great customer service and it was really easy to use, it just started becoming too costly. So basically, we moved everything over. I just want to thank everybody for doing that. Hopefully, I shouldn't ever have to do that again. So I've learned more about how to set up a podcast whenever since the very first time we did it. But I just want to say thanks to everybody. And also, one other thing, for those who don't know, the forums basically shit themselves last week. As I was trying to, it's a long story. I moved them a long time ago to a new service, and I kind of had to hack out a couple of things to get it to work in the new environment. And basically, one of those hacks created a time bomb where if I were ever used a certain part of the program, it would just die. And that's what it did. In fact, I couldn't even figure out how to get the data back. I mean, I could find data, but I don't know how to set it all up so that it all references, you know, the right everything that it needs to do. So basically, it kind of crapped itself. And anyhow, I put up some new forums. They should be a lot slicker. They are at cadaverlab.com/forums. Sign up again if you would. We've had a lot of people sign up already, and I really appreciate it. It's only been a week or something, and oh man, that sucked. I was a little upset about that one. Anyways, I mean, that's really all I want to say. I don't want to waste too much time with this. However, I'm planning on coming out with an episode, coming up this next week. Probably figure out something to do with Steven, and I guess we'll just go from there. Hopefully, a lot of good things are coming up in the near future. We got the Salty Horror Film Festival coming up November of 2010, so November of this year. We've already started getting a bunch of people signed up, like a bunch of celebrities, things like that. We have Debbie Rochon, we have Harry Manfredini, Oh man, we have a lot, and I can't remember. I wish I could remember some of the names. But anyways, we've got a lot of people doing there, so we should get some interviews. Maybe we'll even get some behind the scenes commentary from that. Also, I'm going to be going up to Sundance the end of next week, because the Salty Horror Film Festival's got some has got a booth up there, and we're going to be kind of pimping that, and hopefully I'm able to get some interviews, things like that. They're supposed to be setting up a few for me. However, I'm not sure how if they're going to come through. I've also kind of called out a favor to a couple of people because they know some celebrities that I know are going to be up there. Well, at least I assume they're going to be up there because their movies are playing up there, and maybe I will be able to get an interview with them. As usual, I appreciate you guys. I mean, this has been fun. I'm really kind of bummed that Sam's not a part of it and won't be a part of it for just a little while. Hopefully he comes back soon. But, I'm going to do my best with kind of a bummer situation. However, I think we can make it good. And, it would be nice to have a lot of listener and a lot of listener participation, things like that. Also, make sure to remember to check out my Examiner page. And I'm also started writing for horrornews.net. I just actually posted my first article for them today. That's at horrornews.net. I'll be putting links up on cadaverlab.com so you can go find that. And also, Brian from Drunken Zombie and I were just kind of throwing around a idea the other day, and might be something cool coming up. We've got something that I think maybe you guys will be interested in. However, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag quite yet. Let's see, is there anything else I need to talk about? I don't need to talk any shit about any other podcasts. Again, I really appreciate it, guys. Email me at mike@cadaverlab.com. Still got the voicemail line open at 206-339-2730. That is 206-339-2730.